This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's a time again when we are all beginning to tighten our belts, and it's not out of the question to take stock of monies being spent and making sure you're getting the best return out of your investments. After all, any dollar not being spent wisely should be reallocated. And this is especially true when you think about your checkoff dollars. Iowa farmers are giving the State Association one penny per bushel of grain sold to go towards research and promotion of the corn industry and our products. The ICGA welcomes questions about your checkoff dollars and is happy to share with you how those dollars are being used. We talk about that next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Steve Kuiper is the District 8 Director of the Iowa Corn Growers, and he talks about the research that they do with your checkoff dollars.
And I hear people give us pressure about the checkoff, but their checkoff dollars are being spent very wisely. I mean, you know, when we're discussing what we're trying to do and what projects we're working on, you know, we understand we're spending other people's money, and we want to bring value to that dollar that we're bringing in. We want to be able to show them that, hey, here's what we're doing, here's what we've created, here's what our research has done for you as a corn grower, because in the end, we want to create more demand. You know, farmers are very productive, and they improve every year, and so we got to keep up pace with that improvement every year. You know, as a country, we struggle with burning enough ethanol, which ethanol is a clean burning alternative to biofuels. It's a much better alternative to an electric vehicle, and we can produce enough corn today to run an E20 probably and never even make a blip on the radar. You know, we got 2.5 million bushels of carryout. 2.5 billion bushels, I apologize, but you know, we know we can produce it, so why don't we find a place where we can use it?
However, it's more than just finding new uses for corn. It's also about telling the story of the Iowa corn producer.
We look at farming as a very futuristic business, whereas I spent 30 years in manufacturing, you know, there's products that have a pretty much just an end life at some point. And even manufacturing companies are different products. You know, how many places don't you see in different cities where, you know, we used to make this product here, but we don't use that product anymore, so that facility's closed, or we use very little of that product. Iowa corn and throughout the whole Midwest, we can produce product and keep our farms generational. And, you know, I don't understand why people don't understand why the farmer is, they want to take care of their farms, they want to take care of the water. You know, I look at from the period I've been farming, how much better water quality is, how much better our land is, how much better we use our land. And so I just don't understand the struggle. And I think part of it is we need to get more people out on farms. And when farmers are with their city cousins, they need to tell them the good things they're doing, because farmers are doing a lot of good things.
You can learn more about the Iowa Corn Growers Association, the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, and how your checkoff dollars are being used by visiting iowacorn.org. You can find more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.